So this word of Isaiah comes to a people who are in exile. Last week, the people had returned from exile, but this week, the people are still in exile. And they hear these words, comfort, oh, comfort my people. Comfort my people who are lost from all their traditions, and it might feel a little bit like we are right now. They were a people in a different land who couldn't sing their own song because they didn't have their own temples or their own high places to go. All the things foreign were there. But the word that Isaiah brings to them is a word about their recovery from that they will return from exile back to the promised land. It won't be waters parting, but the way will be made straight. It will be a glorious return. They can have hope for their future, even though they're in a place where they are in despair. The prophet reminds them that everything on this world is finite, but God is not. That God's word and that God will stand forever, and that God's promises will be fulfilled, and that can be their hope. And then he tells them that they need to get up on a high mountain. They need to proclaim that word of hope. They need to be the messengers. Now this morning, at the beginning of worship, Krisha offered us the Mark passage that had John the Baptist being in the wilderness, proclaiming the message of salvation, proclaiming the message of redemption. He was the voice crying out in the wilderness. Now, the next two Sundays, this Sunday and next Sunday, we focus a little bit on this man named John the Baptist. We focus in on what is his message of salvation, his message that there is coming one with whom he is not worthy to undo the sandals or tie the sandals on his feet. But he is a messenger heralding the coming. And we know that in this time of Advent, what we're excited about is the coming of the baby Jesus. We're excited that God will be with us, but God will be with us in this vulnerable form of an infant, who will be raised by humans who have to become exiles for a while the King Herod does King Herod's thing and kills so many innocent children. The baby Jesus is vulnerable in the world. God with us, as vulnerable as we are. So we're waiting for that. And we're heralding Christmas is coming. We're talking about parties and decorating our homes and our trees, and we're excited about this event. We can't wait for Christmas Eve to sing Silent Night. We can't wait for Christmas morning to open packages. We can't wait for the coming of the baby. We have hope that this coming will change the world, and it has. That's what we forget. It has changed the world. So when John the Baptist becomes that herald in the desert, he's talking about a grown Jesus who's going to begin the ministry of healing, of hope, the ministry of peace, the ministry of love that brings joy into the world, because we know that we are God's beloved children, and he is well pleased with us because he loves us. He loved us enough to send his son. His son loved us enough to die on the cross for us. And now we become the messengers. We become the heralds who need to go to those high places and proclaim to the world that the world's chaos is not God's chaos. That chaos can be overcome by order. That hate can be overcome by love. That fear can be overcome with hope. God's promise is for the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. God's promise is Emmanuel, God with us. God with us when we're in the hospital. God with us when we're grieving. God with us when we're shouting for joy over celebrations like graduations. God with us. But what we have a tendency to do is step away from that. We have a tendency to step into the world and believe that the world as it is the only world. Sometimes I wonder if we become so expert at special effects that we think God isn't as powerful as Hollywood. Sometimes I think we become so enamored with social media and memes, we think God is not as powerful as a catchy phrase. But God is eternal. And God wants us to turn away from the world, to turn away from the things of the world that we think will give us hope, and believe in God. Believe in the one who made the promise that the world would be on earth as it is in heaven. The God who made the promise that this baby would be the savior of the world. The God who made the promise that the cross and death was not the final answer. God who made the promise of the resurrection. God who made the promise of love. They were a people in exile when Isaiah spoke to them. They were a people in despair. And we may feel exiled today from so many things. But they knew that God would make straight the path, that God would make a way for them to come home. Come home. Do you know what home is like? Do you know what home feels like? Have you ever had that home experience when you walked in the door and you smelled your mother's apple pie in the oven, the one thing she never burnt? When you smelled that beautiful scent and you knew you were home and safe, that's God's promise, home. God's promise of love and safety and peace. And we can have a hope that God is going to bring that kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. He made that promise. He will keep it. But we have got to be the messengers. And if we are not messaging love, if we are messaging fear, if we are messaging hate, if we are sending things that are critical of others, we have accepted the world as our God and not God as our God. So this morning, as we are in the waiting for the coming of Christ, I want us to hear these words again, and maybe I'll read them with my bifocals right. Get up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. And then we hear these words, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. The God who made the universe will hold the baby lamb in his arms, carry them close to his bosom. He will hold you close to his bosom. Brothers and sisters in Christ, may we have hope in the waiting for the coming of the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.